Hallelujah.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but didn't see it, and to hear what you hear, but didn't hear it." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today we celebrate the most famous grandparents of all time. It's an opportunity to pray for our own grandparents. But it's also a chance to dive much more deeply into the lives of Saints Joachim and Anne and what we can imitate in their life. What we know about them comes primarily from the almost worthless pseudo-gospel of St. James, which, while it's got lots of Gnostic nut stuff, can get a few of the facts right, including the names of Mary's parents and including the fact that they were very old when they conceived her. Pseudo-Gospel of St. James said that Joachim went out into the desert to pray and to fast for lengthy periods of time to try to overcome the shame of sterility that hovered over not only his wife, but over their marriage. And while he was there, Anne was wailing a double lamentation. I would never want to figure out what a triple lamentation is, but she was weeping as only could be imagined by doubling it. But God heard their prayer. Why'd he wait so long? Why do you allow them to experience so much shame, so much pain? First reason was ultimately to stoke their longing. He wanted to make their longing even more pure and white hot. Many times the Lord has us wait for things he wants to give us so that our longing may grow. The temptation for us sometimes is that we grow discouraged and we think if he's making us wait that he mustn't want us to have what we desire and the desire actually he's given us. We can begin to say, especially in our prayer, "Lord, I've asked this once, twice, 70 times, 7 times, and you still haven't given it to me." But the Lord wants our desire to grow white hot. We learn that first from Joachim and Anne. Second thing is, often he wants to stoke our desires because his desire is to give us something far greater than even our desires could imagine. But it's only through that preparation of holy longing that we're able to receive it. Joachim and Anne were just praying for a child. Little could they guess that St. Anne and her postmenopausal state would conceive the only immaculately conceived child in human history, and that the fusion of their genes in Mary would ultimately lead to the incarnation of God according to his humanity. But that's what God was preparing them for. So Jesus tells us, as he'll mention to us on Sunday, "Seek and you shall find, ask and you shall receive, knock and the door will be open." Doesn't say immediately to any of those imperatives, but he wants us to continue to knock until our knuckles fall off with a holy desire. How important this is in your work as Sisters of Life. This longing of Joachim and Anne is one of the real fruits of a true culture of life, longing for children. The culture of death is this real fear of children when the children come. So I'd urge you to use the holy longing of Joachim and Ian in praying specifically for those who don't have longing for a child but have a fear, that they might receive a double portion of that holy desire of the grandparents of God. Second thing we learn from the life of Saints Joachim and Ian is what they passed on to the Blessed Virgin. In the book of Sirach, which is today's first reading, God tells us their wealth remains in their families, their heritage with their descendants. Through God's covenant with them, their family endures, their posterity for their faith. They were the ones who helped raise Mary in the faith. Their faith, their holy longing, their desire was passed on to Mary. She had the faith of the entire people of Israel. Her longing for the coming of the Messiah was one for which she didn't have to wait until she was in her senescence. She received it precociously. But nevertheless, their longing had been passed on to her at such an early age, together with their faith. Their greatest treasure was the gift that they passed on to Mary, gift of that total trust in the Lord, and the gift of gratitude. And that inheritance that Mary received suffuses her Magnificat. So much of what she learned from them. So we're so grateful. In terms of the immediate applications for us, we need to grow in our holy longing. Longing for Jesus and Holy Communion so that it never becomes routine. Longing for heaven, but also longing for children. Sometimes people approach Arche celibacy, frankly, as if it's a loveless life. As if there's supposed to be no attachments, not no disordered attachments, but no attachments whatsoever in love. That we are supposed to approach our celibate chastity as if we're just sterile. No. We're supposed to have spiritual longing for spiritual children, to whom to pass on, as Sirach describes, the incredible treasure of faith. We might not even know who they are, but to long for these spiritual children, and when there are those who come, to pass on the treasure of our faith. God may make us wait for a long time to be able to see some of that fruitfulness. But what Jesus promised to Peter, when Peter asked, "What's in it for us?" Something we should never stop marveling at. That one who has left father, mother, brother, sister, children, and lands for my sake and the sake of the gospel will receive 100-fold. Then Jesus specifies children and land in this world and eternal life. To long for people to whom we can pass on our love for the Lord. Lord, we'll hear that prayer and bless us very much. It's the first thing we should learn. Second, the key of passing on that treasure more than anything else. Sisters, we are the biggest benefactors in the world. There are billionaires who get buildings and schools named after them because they pass on money. We pass on something far more valuable. To recognize that wealth with which God has endowed us is supposed to remain in this family of the church, to really pass it on as of the first importance. Today, as we prepare to receive Joachim and Ian's grandson in Holy Communion, our eyes are indeed blessed because they see under the appearances of bread and wine the Lamb of God. Our ears are blessed because they hear what Jesus himself has said. So many prophets and righteous people long to see what we see but didn't see it, and to hear what we hear but didn't hear it. We have no evidence that Joachim and Anne were still around when Jesus himself was born, because they were very old in age. According to the pseudo-gospel of St. James, they entrusted Mary to the temple at the age of 3 so that somebody would be able to care for her. We don't know if that's true. Likewise says that St. Joseph was an old widower rather than a young man. Who knows? Could be either way. But they longed ultimately not just for a child, but they longed for God. And little did they realize that God would be in their direct line, according to his humanity. Who knows what the Lord himself will do with this Holy Communion? They had no clue that the daughter that would be given to him at long last would become the mother of the Son of God. We have no idea what the Lord's plans are for us, but we do know that he will hear our longing.